Joined now by former Knoxville Panther in softball, Maddie Finley. Maddie, good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too.
Well, you finished up your first 2 years at Indian Hills Community College, and this spring, just tell us about that first time, you really didn't you had a kind of a normal season, I guess.
Yeah, it was a little bit more not COVID, which was very nice. We haven't gotten one of those in a long time. But this spring was very fun with them. We had a very good team. We came up a little short, lost at districts to Crowder Community College, but we had a very good run. We almost got the record for longest winning streak, but we lost to Iowa Western. But we broke the home run record for a team in a season with 126, I think it was. And then I think our overall record was about 46-10. So it was a pretty good season.
And those home runs, I think you got a few of those too. What's that like? I know you hit a lot of them when you were at Knoxville, but a little bit better pitching and all-around play. What's that like just kind of knowing, hey, I can hit college pitching too?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's a good confidence booster. But I love hitting home runs. Obviously, it's not the biggest deal if I don't hit one. But when you do hit one on the home field, it's really nice because you got all your fans there. Your friends are there from school. Home run on the away fields are nice too, because it's just like hey, I'm here.
And you can silence the crowd too.
Yeah, right.
Well, we brought you in because you're going to continue your softball career at Quincy College in Illinois. What put Quincy over the top over everybody else?
So I went to a camp at Quincy, and what just stood out was the coaching there. I loved the coaching staff as soon as I stepped into camp, and they really put in their effort towards me and their interest in me. So they wanted me to come on a visit, so I went on a visit, and I just loved the facilities, and I got to meet a lot of the faculty. So they were really nice. They really they pushed the academic side of it, which was really important for me. So that was really what pushed me towards Quincy.
And this is a Division II college on the NCAA level. So, tell us about, maybe your thoughts going into that, going from community college, a very good community college, to a Division II school, which, players are going to be probably better. Pitching's going to be even better than what you saw.
Yeah, I'm hoping there's the same, if not better, competition at Quincy, but I'm really used to good pitching. I played travel ball for a high travel ball team, so pitching I'm not too worried about, but I'm excited for that D2 level. It's better competition, more fans, more coaching staffs that know a lot more of the game, so I'm excited.
And obviously, have played softball for a while, so, what kind of things you're looking forward to when you get there to, as you start your, final 2 years?
Yeah, I'm really excited to make a lot of more memories with a lot more people. Meet more people, go travel more. At Indian Hills, we didn't really get to travel too much out of Iowa. And at Quincy, our conference is more in Missouri and Illinois, so you get to travel a little bit more at Quincy, so I'm excited for that too.
And probably some trips, out of the Midwest for early season tournaments, I would imagine.
Yeah, I hope so. We haven't really gotten our schedule yet, so I'm hoping there's some out of Midwest tournaments we get to.
What's the workouts going to be like in the winter? Because, everybody says, well, when do softball players do the off-season? Well, it's during the cold, blustery days of winter when you can't get outside.
Yeah, right. We haven't really gotten too much of a schedule yet, but I do know that we work, I think it's 10 hours a week with 2 rest days in the fall, and then it's 15 hours a week with 2 rest days in the winter, and then 20 hours a week with 1 rest day in the spring. So I'm excited for that.
And, getting that intensity and everything, how different is that going to be from when you were at Indian Hills?
I don't know if it'll be too different. Coach Lindsay Dial was pretty intense there. She had a high standard for us, so I don't know if there'll be too much of a difference.
Saw you a couple Knoxville games this year. You keep up with the Panthers still?
Oh, yeah. It's great to be an alumni. I like to go and support those girls. They really like when the former girls – I played with a lot of them, so I like to go see what they're doing, see if they've improved a lot, which they really have.
Got to ask, what's the major for you at Quincy?
So I'm going into business analytics. And I might do a minor in accounting. So a little bit of math and business is what I'll be doing.
Business analytics, what does that entail?
I get this question a lot. It's you basically go into a business, look at their financial or just overall decisions and see what they could do better.
All right. Well, Maddie, good to talk to you. We will keep up with you as always, you know, there at Quincy, and best of luck this coming season.
Thank you.